the joy of Lent. Joy is not normally an emotion we associate with Lent. The season of Lent focuses on sin. For 40 days, we're called to think about our sins, confess those sins, turn away from them, and turn toward God. It's a somber season in the church year. We don't sing many happy, upbeat hymns. There are no flowers on the altar, no beautiful pictures in the front of the church. We're approaching the cross with Jesus, and that is serious business. It's kind of odd, therefore, that our lectionary gives us a psalm during this Lenten season that speaks of being truly happy. Happy in Lent. Wait a few weeks and we will be filled with Easter joy. But happiness here in the deep season of Lent? But the psalmist will not be quiet. I invite you to look with me at Psalm 32 this morning. The NIV translates the first part of the psalm in this way. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. That word blessed is a rich word. It's an exclamation of the happiness that God gives us. It is a gift from God, a blessing that God gives, and it's a deep sense of happiness. Here's how the Living Bible translates that passage. What happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven. What joys when sins are covered over. What relief for those who have confessed their sins and God has cleared their record. Please catch the joy behind these words. The psalmist is talking about a very specific kind of happiness that comes from having one's sins lifted off one's back, forgiven by God. That is Lenten happiness. That is true and lasting happiness, more like joy than anything else. The psalmist moves from joyful exclamation of happiness to testimony of how he or she got happy. He says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Have you ever experienced that? When we do something that we know is wrong, that deep guilt fills us. Sometimes we avoid the people that we have hurt, or we even avoid other people because we don't want them to see how guilty we feel. And though we don't normally lie, we can become very deceptive and become good at it. You avoid contact with certain people. So fearful are you that they will see the expression on your face and ask, is anything wrong? Are you okay? You look worried. Few times are more miserable than those times that we try to keep quiet about what we've done wrong. Guilt is such a terrible burden. In fact, it's the greatest problem we ever have to deal with. The psalmist isn't just talking about the damage our sin does in our relationships with others. He's talking about the damage our sin does in our relationship with God. The psalmist says of God, because your hand was heavy upon me, my energy was sapped as if in a summer drought. What a powerful image that is. God's heavy hand upon us, pushing us, prodding us to change, to repent, to come back to Him. God never leaves us alone in our sin. He's always there to move us toward confession and repentance and a new relationship with Him. What a burden sin can be. It can affect our health and our whole well-being. We lose sleep. We become irritable and depressed. Our relationships are strained and often broken. Our self-confidence suffers. We don't have a very high opinion of ourselves. Our burden is like carrying a knapsack, a backpack full of heavy sin all over. Everywhere we go, we carry that burden with us. It's far too heavy for us to carry, but we do it. We're like the horse or the mule that has no understanding. Most of the world regards the season of Lent as just a burden, an obligation, 40 days of sadness and regret that the church forces upon us before it will allow us to be happy on Easter Sunday. But Psalm 32 tells the truth about Lent. Lent is a great gift, a time of self-reflection and honest admission of the many ways that we've taken wrong turns and turned away from the life that God wants for us. The reality is we're not like a horse or a mule who can only stay on the right path with having a bitten bridle in our mouths. We are created by God in His image. We have the freedom to turn from sin and turn toward God. And God loves us enough to forgive us and thereby sets us on the right path. The psalmist experienced the amazing grace of God. God became his hiding place, safe from the rising waters, protected from trouble, and surrounded with songs of deliverance. And the psalmist ends with these words, "Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Sing, all you who are upright in heart." The joy of Lent comes to us when we have the courage and the honesty to face the ugly sinfulness of our lives. Can you imagine the joy of that prodigal son when he returned home to his father? He was broken. He was poor. He was hungry. He was devastated. His sinfulness had broken him. But when he finally came to his senses and started home, full of repentance, asking only that he become like a servant in his father's house, his father came running out to meet him. And he wrapped his loving arms around him and gave him a kiss. There was no punishment. There was no condemnation. There was no holding his son at arm's length to see if he'd changed his ways, if he would be a good son once again. His father just loved him unconditionally. Imagine the joy that broken young man felt to be welcomed home in such a wonderful way. That's exactly what God does for each of us. When we release the burden of our sin and feel the amazing unconditional love of God for us, joy can be our only response. Let me close with this story told by a pastor. He says, "In a former congregation, we had a man who slept near the church. On cold nights, we left a door open for him, third door from the left at the rear of the building, so he could come in and spend the night in a safe, warm place. Tom suffered from multiple problems due to his substance abuse. Sometimes he stole small items from the church. He was rumored to have a police record, which explained why he was never able to get a job. We tried to help him, but Tom wasn't easy to help. Some Sundays, particularly in the winter, he joined us for worship at our 11 o'clock service. One of those Sundays was during Lent. I was preaching about sin, about some of the ways we fall short of God's intentions for our lives. And then I said, "Our great sin makes God's great loving forgiveness all the more wonderful. God promises to forgive us, to wipe our slate clean, to not hold the sad state of our corrupted goodness against us," or words to that effect. It was then that Tom jumped up from where he was sitting down front, turned around, looked at our sedated, surprised congregation, and shouted, "People, did you hear that? God don't want to leave you in your sin. God wants you to be free. Don't just sit there. Man, this is good news." The entire congregation broke into applause. Some even whistled. Tom had given us one of the best Lenten sermons I've ever heard. So let's rejoice. God has removed the guilt of our sin. Rejoice in the joy of Lent. Because of Jesus, the slate is wiped clean and we are completely forgiven, washed as white as snow. Rejoice and sing out in joy. The joy of the Lord strengthen you. The peace of God sustain you. The power of the Spirit fill you, so that having been blessed in this hour, you may be a blessing this week and always. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And she's already clapping?
She talks about it.